Hi, my name's Melissa Bartel. I like to make stuff up. Actually, I make stuff up and collect dogs. My blog is missmeliss.com, but I don't keep it up very often these days. I've been a part of a lot of other people's podcasts, but I've never really done one of my own. So, since the Dog Days of August thing is still going on, I'm joining the party very late, and I hope that you will tolerate what I'm offering. Today, I wanted to read something from the vaults. I like to write in cafes, and I like to write cafe vignettes. I'm actually working on a larger piece that involves a cafe, but I can't talk about it because it's a super secret project. But this is something that I wrote several years ago after a really good friend of mine died. The names have been changed to protect the not-so-innocent, but it's a short piece that I really like and I wanted to share. Thank you for indulging me. It's called Thursdays with Caroline, or The Horoscope Circle. Thursdays with Caroline were regular occurrences at the cafe. All the everyday visitors would sit around the big table between the end of the bar and the magazine rack and watch as the small blonde woman spread the local underground paper in front of her. One by one, she would ask each person their sign and read their horoscope in a mystical voice. It was a rule, she said, that you must never read your own horoscope, that it has to be read to you. Gregory, lean, balding, and favoring corduroy jackets and tweed newsboy caps, would always take the position at Caroline's immediate right. Last in the circle, he was the one who had the honor of reading her horoscope, after his own had been completed. The regulars knew that Gregory carried a torch for Caroline, that the widower was waiting for the right moment to approach the divorced mother of two college students. It was obvious, not just in the way his voice quavered as he read to her, but in his generally solicitous behavior. Always polite to customers and staff alike, he was somehow more so when it came to the object of his affections. Her mochas would be delivered by his hand. Her bagels always came with extra cream cheese at his insistence, and her place at the big table was always reserved. They'd been dating for less than a year when she discovered that she had ovarian cancer. He asked her to marry him anyway, but she demurred. It was generally thought that she didn't want him to suffer, but those closest to the pair knew that with or without rings and a vow, her eventual death would hurt him just as badly. When she got really sick, the women among the horoscope circle regulars took it in turns to visit Caroline. When she could no longer stop in every morning, the men took turns picking her up in the cafe's delivery van every Thursday, wheeling her to her customary place at the table, where Gregory would be there, waiting, with an impossibly small mocha, an infinitely tender expression. His help, at least, she always accepted with grace, even when she fought with everybody else. It was a Thursday in November, a week before Thanksgiving, when the delivery van returned, and the men who usually picked her up came to the table without her. Caroline's daughter was waiting for us, one of them shared, his usually boisterous bass voice softened by grief. She died last night. As one, the members of the horoscope circle looked to Gregory, who had arrived at the cafe coming straight from an airport. I had a business trip, he confessed. I offered to reschedule. She insisted I go. Her children and the caretaker were all away last night also, one of the baristas added quietly. She told me they would be when she was here yesterday. She never came in on Wednesdays anymore. I think she must have planned it. She'd been talking a lot about morphine. As one, the group took their customary seats, leaving the center chair open. Let's take turns reading each other's horoscopes, one of them said. And so each person read the horoscope for the person next to them, and the barista read the first one. Afterward, Gregory took the paper and read Caroline's horoscope. As he did so, the grief in his voice mixed with a sense of disbelief and finally accepting calm. You won't believe this, he said. It says, you will find peace, though those around you may not recognize it as such.